Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Interior Gas Utilities Board has approved the purchase of Fairbanks Natural Gas parent company Pentex Alaska. Meeting last night, the board approved the deal as a first step toward realizing the over $340 million state-financed Interior Energy Project, KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
None of the IGU board's seven directors liked everything about the complex deal worked out over the past few years to buy Pentex and its assets. But, says board vice chair Jack Wilbur, it's good enough to get the IGU into the business of distributing natural gas on a scale necessary to accomplish the goals of holding down energy costs and improving the area's air quality.
It's a good deal for our community. It's not the deal that we were hoping for 5 or 6 years ago, but it is a good deal.
Board member Pam Throop disagreed for several reasons, including the Pentex sticker price and terms of purchase.
I want us to have this project. I don't like the terms of the project at all.
Frank Abeg joined Throop in opposing the deal. Among the reasons he cited was his suspicion the purchase worked out by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority benefits it much more than the IGU. ADA owns Pentex and its assets, including Fairbanks Natural Gas, both of which would be sold to the IGU as part of a $331.2 million financing plan to enable IGU to buy and build a gas utility for the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
I personally am disappointed in the current position of ADA for lots of reasons.
Both Abeg and Throop voted in the minority against the purchase, which the board approved 5-2. Before the vote, board members heard from 22 people, most of whom spoke in favor of the deal, though they expressed reservations, as did Tim Cerny, president and owner of Fountainhead Development.
Is this deal perfect? No. But it has been my experience that no business deal is perfect.
Cold Climate Housing Research Center CEO Jack Abair said he'd prefer Fairbanks area residents solve the problems of high heating costs and poor air quality through building designs that would maximize energy efficiency. But in lieu of that, and given the need to find solutions quickly, Abair gave qualified support to the Pentex purchase.
We're at a point where we've got to make a decision, and rather than show the rest of the state we can't come together and we're always going to be bickering over one thing or another and talking about it, we're going to have to come together and stand in support of this, in my mind.
And Chena Hot Springs Resort developer Bernie Carl offered his grudging support for the deal in his own inimitable way.
I have to speak in favor of the resolution, and we need to do this. I think it's insane the amount of money we're paying for Pentex, and I think it's insane the price we're paying for gas, but I still have to support it.
Perhaps the strongest arguments against the purchase were made by Merrick Pierce, a former board member and chief financial officer for the Alaska Gas Line Port Authority. He says the deal shows IGU will fail to lower heating costs and improve air quality and other objectives.
None of the project's original 12 goals are being met. Not one.
After the meeting, Patrice Lee, the newly elected IGU board member who will begin her term in January, says she would have voted with the minority in opposing the Pentex purchase. But she says her first priority when she's seated will be to learn more about the IGU and its players.
Listening, learning, and being a team player, but also bringing forward my concerns, which I've outlined here.
The Pentex purchase won't be made official until it's approved by the ADA Board of Directors, which is scheduled to vote on the issue Thursday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
An avalanche has closed the Richardson Highway in the Thompson Pass area. A travel advisory issued by the State Department of Transportation this morning says the road is closed between mile 12 northeast of Valdez and mile 56 on the other side of the Chugach Mountains due to an avalanche that spread snow across a section of the highway through Thompson Pass. There's no estimate on when the road will reopen. A winter storm warning issued by the National Weather Service yesterday for the Valdez area forecasts up to 44 inches of snow for Thompson Pass. Heavy snow is also reported over the eastern Alaska Range, and that's making travel difficult farther north on the Richardson Highway in the Summit Lake area, where a travel advisory is also in effect this morning. There's also a report of moose on the road in the Fielding Lake area. Iditarod champion Jeff King of Denali Park received the highest bid at the annual Talkeetna Bachelor Auction charity fundraiser this past weekend. KTNA's Katie Ryder reports.
Just when the auctioneers thought that a $3,800 bid would top the night with Bachelor John Wagley, out came Iditarod champion Jeff King wearing his musher's snowsuit, and was he ever hot. The ladies went berserk. That's right, $4,600. In an interview a few days after the event, he talked about why he drove down from Denali to be part of the fundraiser.
In light of the national exposure of sexual assault and class separation, men and women, pay scales, knowing that this was a fundraiser for organizations helping women in crisis, it seemed like an appropriate cause as well as fun.
The Talkeetna Bachelor Society raised $24,338. Half of that money will go to the Talkeetna Bachelor Society Women and Children Crisis Fund. The other half will be distributed to local schools and community programs. In Talkeetna, I'm Katie Ryder.
And I'm Dan Bross.